The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports. Sports.
Sports. Sports. So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and there's sports going on, and hey, it's Wednesday, and Bill O'Brien's still dead, so it's a beautiful day in Houston. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron likes it. He'll read it, although he's in a bad mood because the Astros are losing 4-2. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Same one that you dial. And, of course, you can watch us on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975. And it is a Wednesday where we do things a little bit differently most of the time. When you call, text, tweet, Twitch, whatever you do, send a Raven, put odds on it. What are the odds your Astros close this out today, AJ, down 4-2?
Not feeling great about it. They really needed Urquidy to go long today, and doesn't look like that's going to happen the way that they're hitting him. It's not been...
No, he's gone.
Yeah, it's not been a great... 4-27, Josh was asking all the last 20 minutes how far that ball went. So they don't get length out of Urquidy today. They needed it. I'm going to go that I'll go 75% A's win this one.
Okay.
I mean, it's early yet, and the Astros have been hitting some bombs too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I didn't feel like this was going to be a sweep initially. So my question is, what like with Greinke out, what happens in game four now?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I'm assuming he's out. I mean, all we know is he has a sore arm.
They're not going to pitch him if he's got a sore arm.
No.
And you can't go back to McCullers on short rest.
No.
So what's your answer there? You can't really pull off a bullpen game because you don't have the Brad Peacocks and the guys that are going to give you three or four innings. Like, you've got like an actual bullpen that's been solid so far in this series, but can definitely not be trusted to be solid. Well, and you're going to burn up through a lot of them today.
And it's been solid because you've been using starters.
Right.
So, I think, I even got the bases loaded now, for the A's, but, that's the thing. You'd like to close it out today, but if you don't, you get two more chances. I feel pretty good that they're going to win one of those. Worst comes to worst, you get to game five and you can use McCullers and Framber and whatever you need. So, all right. Well,
I mean, maybe I don't know what they do. If they lose this, game four is tricky, and then you're basically playing a winner take all in game five.
Right, which you don't want to put yourself in that position.
Not.
Especially when you were the team that's up 2-0. I always liked the team that was down 0-2 in game fives because, you know, the pressure completely flips and it's a totally different animal. But
I guess you could say, since, I mean, how much did he pitch in game one? How much did Javier pitch? He just pitched an inning. Maybe Javier pitches?
Yeah, that's probably your guy tomorrow. I'm guessing. Yeah, most likely. But it's not over yet. It's not over yet.
It's not over yet. It's early.
You need
yet,
to get out of this inning, though, without, you know, because you give up two or three more runs, and then I think it's pretty much over.
Yeah, we're starting this show a little bit late.
Yeah.
That's Josh's fault. He's really unprofessional. And he was like, hey.
Weren't you in here with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was like, hey, hang around and sing a Wilson Phillips duet with me. And we did it. It was a fun moment.
I'm more than happy to sit out another segment. You guys do your greatest hits.
Wilson Phillips, there was three members. You could have come in and helped out.
Except I probably don't know a single Wilson Phillips song.
You don't know that song?
No.
Hold On?
No.
That's impossible.
No, it's not impossible. I've told you this before. I pretty much sat out the 90s when it comes to music, especially pop music.
Wow.
I mean, I know the only thing that I really listened to in the 90s was what was then alternative, which is kind of grunge and stuff like that. Not what they call alternative now, which is just basically pop.
I guess I just feel, and you were, how you were in your 20s, 30s in the 90s?
Would have been, basically 20s, 30s.
It just seems like that's the kind of music that you would have been, like, Hold On by Wilson Phillips is almost an unavoidable song in the 90s. Like, it was just one of those songs that was kind of everywhere.
Not when you don't listen to pop stations or music.
Did you watch
music.
Television?
I did, but I didn't, you know, I didn't pay attention to music for a long time. After my attempt at being a rock star ended, I didn't listen to anything except, a few bands at that point, like Guns N' Roses and, and then as the grunge bands
Wilson
came out.
Wilson Phillips and Guns N' Roses toured together.
I'm sure they did. but I didn't go to shows. I didn't really pay attention to music for.
Were you bitter because you were a failed musician at that
point? I wasn't bitter. It was just, it's like anything else. It's like, when you meet a girl and you think, oh, this is awesome. And you have a nice little relationship. And then after a few months, you kind of get sick of her and she gets sick of you. And, you're like, I'm out on women for a while.
Okay.
So I was kind of like that with music.
I've never had that happen where I'm just like, just not interested in chicks right now.
Well,
did you ever have that phase, Aaron?
No.
I was a hunter gatherer. Whatever I could find or slay, I was after it when my single days.
Yeah, well, I've had a few instances like that where it's like, I'm just done with these things. They're a mess, and then I always go back. But yeah, I just didn't listen to a lot of music in the 90s.
All right.
I mean, it's like a lot of things. Like you can tell me, you can play a song and I'll recognize the song, but I couldn't tell you who sang it because I just didn't care. I didn't start caring again really until probably the late 90s, early 2000s, when you started getting some bands that I was really enjoying, like I guess Foo Fighters and hell, Shinedown's been around since like 98 now. Bands like that I started getting into. So, and just sort of rediscovered my love for music, but I didn't pay attention to the pop hits. So. Black Spotted Zebra says, I still jam to AJ's cover of all the Cranberry songs. Didn't they only have one?
I don't know.
I thought they only had one.
I think we went over, they had three.
Okay.
Yeah. And sometimes it's easy to confuse Cranberries with the, what's that other stupid band that sings Zombie?
Bad Wolves. Don't disrespect
Bad
Wolves.
Not Bad Wolves. Who's
that? Was Cranberries.
Who am I thinking of?
10,000 Maniacs?
Four Non-Blondes. That's the other band that I get them confused with. What's Going On? That's them. Yeah. All those bands are the same, and they're all terrible.
So I didn't miss much is what you're telling me with the 90s.
No, not really. I mean, Josh was right. It was kind of a mishmash of genres. That was it. Like, country music was probably at its most popular in the 90s. R&B, it was really popular in the 90s. The 90s saw the original, I wouldn't say the original, but like the early 90s had some boy band action, like New Kids on the Block was a big deal. And the late 90s is when you got like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. And then of course you did have the grunge era. You had Guns N' Roses. You had a bunch of different weird, Aerosmith came back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Like, there's not like a band that you can say, well, that's definitive. Like, I got a lot of people say Nirvana, like, defined the 90s.
See, I always thought more of Soundgarden and Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
But that was me.
I liked Alice in Chains probably more than Nirvana, and I certainly liked Stone Temple Pilots more than Nirvana, but Nirvana was the most famous of those, so they became sort of the face of 90s music, at least the mid-90s. And, I don't know. I guess you could find crappy music and good music in every generation. I'm not an 80s guy. I think a lot of terrible, terrible music was made in the 80s. But Josh loves the 80s. And then he's like, I hate the 70s. I hate Neil Young, which is unimaginable to me. But
keep on searching for a heart of gold. Yeah. I appreciate music from, I like a lot of 90s stuff now. I just wasn't into it in the 90s.
Right.
But I wasn't into anything in the 90s. I was working 80 hours a week and then, had kids and everything else. Music really wasn't a priority for me. So, all right. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. We were just talking a little TV on the break, and somebody said I couldn't make it past two episodes of Spitz Creek. That first season was bad. The wife watched it, and even she was out on it, and then it got better. I don't know that it's... I still don't know how it won all those awards. It's not that good. But it did get better from the first season. 713-780-3776 on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So don't be mad at me, but I've been kind of listening to the competition the last couple days to see how they're reacting to the whole O'Brien thing.
Uh-huh.
It was really awkward last night with Texans radio with poor Vandermeer and those guys. Because nobody wanted to say anything bad about him. And... I mean, they just danced around the whole thing. It was really odd because, you know, Vandy talked about how it was when the other coaches got fired, but there wasn't a whole lot of substance. It was just like, what do we do? What do we talk about? Because you want to dive into it, but you can't. And then I guess something must have happened because we heard yelling out there. So this is how we know that the Astros do something good or bad. Yeah, the TV's behind.
TV's behind a good 20 seconds.
So, yeah, somebody just homered, and now we get to see it. So it's 4-3?
4-4.
4-4.
4-4.
Tie game.
Was it Carlos?
Oh, no, Miss
Diaz. Diaz.
Wow.
Oh, thank God the A's started a lefty today, or that would have been Josh Reddick hitting. I mean, so it'll take the bright side of things, right?
Hell yeah. Okay, so 4-4 now in favor of 4.
Yes.
So, yeah, there you go.
4 is the loneliest number.
Is it?
No. I think that's 1. I thought four is a little bit more than that.
Technically, wouldn't it be 0? Wouldn't 0 be lonelier than 1?
I don't know. 0 has itself because it reaches around and holds its own hand.
Maybe. Oh, God. So, 7. That actually was so dumb that it made sense.
Yeah.
I love it.
I just wish I could make stupid stuff just that quote, and then we'll call it good on Friday.
Yeah, that's it. Boom, done. So I don't know if you saw Jesse on Twitter with a picture of him watching us on his phone. So thanks for watching on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Numbers on Twitch have been pretty good lately.
They have been.
So
I think what's happened is Happy Hour has made Twitch a more popular place.
Yeah, it has, and it's been a lot of fun. Do we? What is the? Are we just the regular tobacco vodka this week?
That's the plan.
Yep.
It ain't gonna be good.
I have a sneaking suspicion that I'm gonna get picked on the wheel of death again.
Boy, I hope not. Because every time you've landed,
I know it's it. Hey, you know what? I said all along, I'm game. I'll do whatever. I do wish the odds would kind of turn around to some of these other guys a little bit, especially the ones that have a bunch
Should
more entries.
Should we set a deadline of you need to be in that room waiting, and then if you're not, well, your name gets added to the list? Not even intern, just everybody.
Well, if you're late, you have to take the combo shot. That's just a fact. So
maybe that's the way to go about it. Hey, anybody who wants to go to the Aggie game on Saturday, Aggie and Florida will be playing a football match in College Station. There's a very simple contest we've got going. There's going to be two winners, and all you've got to do is go to twitter.com, and if you find the ESPN 975 page, you'll note that there's a tweet saying all you have to do to enter to win these tickets is retweet the tweet, and you can be registered for a chance to go see Aggie v Florida on Saturday. You and a guest. And I will say this, though. I heard the AD on this morning with John and Lance. I heard Jimbo on the other day with John and Lance. You got to wear a mask at this thing. I know a lot of you are like, I'm not wearing a mask. Well, if you want to go to this game, you got to wear a mask or they will kick you out. That's just the rules. So if you're willing to wear a mask and watch an Aggie football game, go to ESPN975's Twitter and retweet that tweet.
I will say, if you're worried about wearing a mask, I've been to Aggie games in September where it's 120 out, which seems like a bad idea. The high for Saturday is only 90 and the low is 66, so it should be moderately good weather, even if you're in the sun. That mask isn't going to be that hot.
But you know what? That stadium's always a little cooler, and I don't know if it's just the way it's built because you tend to have more shade depending on where you are in the stadium, but it always feels about 5 degrees cooler in there to me.
Luckily, Aggie beat Vanderbilt, or fans would just wear paper bags over their heads, and that would be considered a mask.
Yeah, that would work, right? Is that technically, does that work as a mask?
I would guess.
It must have worked at the Texans game because I saw him there. And you know, so it's kind of a great opportunity. I know a lot of you still don't want to be around crowds, so that's cool. Don't try to win. But if you want to go to an A&M game, this is one of those times where you're not going to have to deal with traffic, which is always bad there. And you can you're not going to be crowded, so you're going to miss some of the atmosphere. But if you've never been, still a really cool place to watch a football game. So good luck with that. And I'm excited because we only got a little more than 24 hours to go, and we might actually have a UH football game.
There you go.
Maybe. Maybe. Nobody's tested positive on Tulane yet. So
apparently a lot of NFL teams starting to it's starting to happen.
Well, and the scary thing, you saw Stephon Gilmore has it, and did you see the picture of him and Patrick Mahomes basically tonguing each other after the game? So if you're Patrick Mahomes, you better be a little worried.
Well, and Patrick Mahomes, I saw he was sleeping in a separate bed from his fiance because he didn't want to give her the Roni if he's got it. And it's crazy, man. And I actually had a family member test positive today.
Uh-oh.
So it's – Coroni is it's still out there, man. Don't forget.
Yeah, and I think – and I hope – and we've talked about this a lot, but I hope people are – I'm totally – for things being open, I'm totally for people going out, and I have been consistent about that. But also, just use precautions. And if you start coughing and you don't feel well, don't go out around people, even with a mask. I mean, that's not going to help. So it's really a simple thing. And it's funny, you know, listening to all this talk shows in both the U.S. and Canada about, you know, oh, why can't we go out and do stuff? Why can't we go out and do stuff? Because when we did it here, people were idiots. So I think maybe they've learned their lesson because I don't see people running around without masks anymore. And, you know, again, if you go someplace and it's too crowded and you're not comfortable, leave. Pretty simple. But I think if we just keep doing that, but if you do feel sick, it's like, you don't want people coming to work when they feel sick anyway, because you don't want to get anybody else sick. But whether it's the Rona or a cold or anything else, man, don't go around people. Seems pretty simple to me. I don't know why that's hard. So he says, thought on Abbott reopening bars next week, but leaving it up to county judges, bet Hidalgo won't open. My complaint about that all along has been stop confusing bars with clubs, because a lot of these clubs were the ones where you were getting hundreds of people in a small space, and that's where the problem was. There's a lot of neighborhood bars that are just fine and should be allowed to be open, and thank goodness a lot of them are right now because of this food rule, but... Yeah, I think they should be open. And
do you also think that the drop-off ballot location should be open, or is it too dangerous for that?
I think those should be open. I think, but you know what, though?
Isn't it odd that he had to close those for safety reasons, but he's reopening bars?
Well, those weren't safety reasons, let's be honest.
What reason could it be?
Well, when you're in power, you make the rules. So they're making the rules. It's not going to stop me from voting.
No, because I don't put my vote in the mail.
No, I don't either. And you know, I will go to a voting station wearing my mask and social distancing. So there. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And you know, asymmetric risk says clubs equal to neighborhood brewery. Food trucks have saved most already. They have helped, but yeah, you know, it's here's what my ruling would be if I were Judge Hidalgo in a mask.
Okay.
Any place that has a capacity of 100 or more, you can open, but you can only have 25%.
Okay.
The smaller places, you're open. It's just your responsibility to make sure that everybody's socially distanced. And if it starts getting too crowded, you got to turn people away.
No one's going to do that.
Why?
Because why would they turn away business?
Because you're not gonna, you don't want to get fined. You don't want you.
It's but if you're saying it's up to them,
well, it is. It's partially their responsibility.
How would you get fined if you're saying you're open? It's just up to you to.
It's real easy to do. For one thing, you take a bunch of tables out, so you have fewer tables. They're spaced out. You just tell people, hey, you have to be at a table, or you have to be spaced out at the bar, or you have to be outside. How hard is that? Something good happened.
Astros take the lead.
Yep. But out at third.
Boy, they're a bad base running.
They really
team.
Are.
They have been for years now. Altuve's a prime example. He's a fast dude. He's a terrible base runner.
Astros, yeah, it was a bad decision by
5-4 now. Look at that. Is that Georgie who scored?
He scored. Brantley drove him in. Okay. He was at second. Altuve was at first.
I'm telling you, Michael Brantley's my favorite Astro.
Dude, they have to find a way to get him back next year. If they could get the same deal, 2 more years at what they got him for, that'd be a bargain. Yep. But, all right, see, there you go. Do you feel better now?
I do feel better.
Since the show's been on?
Yeah.
Poor Aaron was moping around here before the show, like throwing stuff.
You could say that we're the good luck charms, honestly.
Aaron is still very passionate about this. It's funny. Because I
enjoy this team.
I don't blame you. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
I mean, I don't have a... like huge attachment to guys like Aledmys Diaz or anything like that, but
you
I love
today.
Watching Altuve play.
Today you do.
Oh, you gotta you gotta love you some Aledmys.
But I, no matter where Altuve goes, I would watch him play because he's fun to watch. Springer, I enjoy watching him play.
Will you become a Red Sox fan when he goes to the Red Sox?
I won't cheer for the Red Sox. I cheer for him.
Okay.
That looks like a hit.
Yeah. Oh, that may score.
That'll bring in Brantley.
So Brantley scores. So it's now 6-4.
Two out, double for Bregman.
Okay, I was going to say, was that Bregman?
Was that
Ted Williams, but it was Bregman.
What's your take on Alexander Bregman?
I like him.
Okay.
I've met him before. He's a nice guy. I mean, granted, he was waking up from a hangover at the time, so he was nice to me. So, but I don't mind his antics. It gives somebody, everybody somebody to hate if you really want to.
He's one of those guys, if he's on your team, you love him. Unless you tweet at him and he tweets back at you. But if he's not on your team, he's a douche.
Yeah.
Pretty simple. Reddick's the same way. You know? I think some people feel that way about Tatis, but I'd love him. I wish that guy was an Astro.
I like him, too.
I'd trade 3 of these guys for him right now.
Which 3?
You pick.
Okay.
Any 3. I'd make Correa one of them just because I need a shortstop. Yeah, that's I love guys like that. So runners on first and second, I guess they walked Correa or washed him. I don't know. They could have washed him. So guys, I got to tell you about new brakes, and I keep hearing from the listeners, and I got another one yesterday. Said used new brakes last week, better than expected. Awesome service. Thanks for the recommendation. And guys, I'm getting a lot of that because it's so easy. They come to you. And right now is not the best time to go sit in an auto shop for half a day and wait for them to fix your brakes. And no disrespect to auto shops, but if you got brake problems, you want to go to New Brakes because they'll come to you. If you're at your office, they'll come do it there. If you're at home, they'll come to your home. You could sit there in your underwear and drink beer while you get your brakes fixed. And it's going to be affordable, 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers. You're getting quality work, 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And if you mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off your service. That simple. You just go to newbrakes.com, newbrakes.com, and put all your information in there. They're going to get back to you right away, and they're going to give you a surprise-free, transparent repair quote. And then they're going to set it up, come out and do it. It's all good. Mention ESPN, 10% off your service. Newbrakes.com, newbrakes.com. Ain't no question if he with it. His fingers,
they itch for that extension. Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erlein.
Had a little conversation with my kids. Snacks out of nowhere goes, Dad, is it true that everything that John Granato says is inappropriate? Why do you say that? He goes, Mom just told us that we're not really supposed to listen to the things he says because they're probably going to be inappropriate and not to do them or say them.
I kind of feel like your wife is raising the kids right.
The Bench
Weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m. on ESPN 97.5.
Can you dig it? Dig it, sucker! Sucker! Sucker!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. You know what that music means. The biggest star at the station. I don't think there's any doubt. And one hell of a fun guy, especially when we're in Vegas. What's up, Booker T?
What's going on, dog? How y'all doing?
We're good, man. I was getting some emails from your PR people. They were like, hey, would you like to have a guest on named Booker T? And I was like, oh, that'd be, I guess that would be interesting. And then I decided, you know what, I'll just reach out to him myself. And it ended up working out. You were willing to come on the show. But you guys do have an event that I wanted to help you promote, and you guys a pro wrestling event. You guys, and obviously things are different right now, so you can't really do full blown indoor shows. So you guys have kind of this isn't your first drive up wrestling show, is it?
No, it's actually a third. My first one went awesome. Had a great time, and then the second one we had. We got rained out. Big rainstorm came through, and now on this Saturday, we're getting ready to regroup and do it all over again.
Yeah, pretty cool. And this is going to happen on October 10th on Saturday. Reality of Wrestling, Be Woke, Vote, Rep Your City is basically what's going on here. And this is the event's called Swing Vote, right?
The Swing Vote, yes.
Yeah, and tell people exactly what you guys are doing. What are you guys doing with this event?
Well, I'm here with my wife, Charmelle, as well, and she's the mad scientist behind this whole project. So, baby, go ahead and drop it like it's hot.
Okay. Yeah, Swing Vote. So we partnered with an organization called Be Woke Vote, and they're a nonpartisan organization that is really into voter education and voter engagement. We just thought this was perfect with the upcoming election, as well as the fact that we have a wrestler, Abel Andrew Jackson, who has been on the campaign trail for about 10 years. His finishing move is the Swing Vote, and he has Miss Politics by his side as his manager. So it just all made sense to center this around the election.
As well as you know, in Harris County is only one drop box, you know, for the whole county, and you know how big Harris County is. So we're just trying to make sure we let everyone know how to vote, you know, where they can vote, as well as have a great time, you know, watching some wrestling on Saturday night in the meantime.
Now, how's the show going to work? Is everybody watching from their cars? How does it work exactly?
Yes, a drive-up show. It's like a drive-in movie. First 500 cars get a spot. It's a free show. And more importantly, we're just trying to bring everybody together and do something really, really cool, as well as, you know, we've been working with young people for the last 15 years to motivate young people to get out and vote. In the last election, the turnout for young people was very low. So we're just trying to motivate young people to get out there and, you know, change the world, because the future is truly theirs.
Now, where will people go to watch this show? You did say it's a free show. What time should people get there, and where do they got to go?
Yeah, it's going to be 8 o'clock bell time, 10,000 Emmett F. Lowry Expressway, Booker T. World Gym Arena, right there in Texas City at the Mall of the Mainland. It's going to be awesome. Hopefully, the weather hold up for us. It's going to be a cool night, so that's going to be really good for the fans and whatnot. But, you know, people drive up, man, and make it a big party, tailgating style. Talking about pulling out the lawn chairs, putting them on the back of the tailgate, and just having fun with social distancing as well. And people been just wanting to get out and have some fun more than anything. And after we did our first show, we got such a great response as far as the fans coming out and having a good time. And now with this project, you know, first 500 cars, man, we might have a good crowd out there, but hopefully it'll go off well. Social distancing, we're going to be passing out masks, hand sanitizers, and, you know, try to make sure we do it safe and have fun at the same time.
Will it be a Booker T versus Daniel Cormier main event? Is that what we're looking at?
Hey, man, we're working on that, man. I can't get DC out of the bunker, man. You know, he's been hanging out in the basement talking a whole lot of crap. You see the back, I don't know if you've seen the backdrop on his podcast, man, but it looked like, you know, these guys are hiding out somewhere. So hopefully, if Daniel Cormier got the kahunas to step in the ring with Booker T, I'm ready.
I hope so. All right, that's Booker T. Check out his show on Saturday. Free, first 500 cars get in. Parking opens at 7. The show is at 8 down at Booker T World Gym Arena. And go out there and participate in Swing Vote, helping to get young people out there to vote. Appreciate it, Book. And we'll talk to you soon, man. Also, here, Hall of Fame, Mondays and Wednesdays, 9 o'clock here on our station. Appreciate you, Booker.
10 o'clock tonight.
No, 10 o'clock you, tonight. Bro.
That's
Thank
right.
You.
All right, man. Take care, Booker.
Yeah, right after tonight, we have Jimbo Fisher at 7. Late hits.
8 to 10.
8 to 10. And then Hall of Fame, 10 o'clock.
There we go.
And with Booker T and Brad. And you know what? That's a fun show. It's not just wrestling. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it and you're out and about that time of night, I highly recommend it. Plus, they're just good dudes. That's one of the things that AJ's done very well here at the station is get those guys over here and getting them as part of Team 97.5. So, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. The Astros tack on another run. So, what inning are we going on to, Aaron?
I believe the sixth.
Okay.
I'll have to check that.
And it is 7-4.
Yeah, top 6, 7-4 Strohs.
Who's Martin Gallegos? Oh, Oakland A's beat reporter tweeted out, Tucker single, 7-4 Astros. This is hard to watch.
Well, they know.
No, it's not hard to watch.
They know. It's almost over. They feel it.
Don't you worry, son.
That
it will
sweet,
all
sweet
be
sleep.
Over soon.
That sweet sleep overtaking
all
you.
All your hopes and dreams gone.
They had to know. Bob Melvin's their manager. They had to know that you're going to be a really good regular season team, and then this is going to happen.
This is what they do. Well,
you know what? Let's just shut up right now, Fred.
Oh, no. Dusty trying to keep this a series.
Just don't say anything else. We'll just say go Strohs. That's all we'll say.
No, the people need to know what Dusty's done.
No, don't say it. Let's just pretend it's not happening, and maybe it won't happen. No, don't do it.
It's happening. He's there.
But
it's not put up two runs for the A's right now. You don't even have to hit. Josh James is in the game.
I wasn't going to say it, but it is.
But
true.
It's true. You can't. True. You cannot say it.
You can say. You cannot say.
Oh, there's not a sun in the sky. It's out there.
Well,
there's not a hurricane in the Gulf. Sorry, it's out there.
Well, I didn't want to talk about it. All right, I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Windows and Siding, and let me tell you what. I can now speak from experience about these guys because I've dealt with these guys in person, and they really are easy to deal with. You can do virtual or in-home appointments, and when we decided to get our new windows in our house, I wanted to see for myself. I wanted to check out the windows. They come in. They do a presentation on the windows. They stay across the room from you. They're wearing masks. It's all safe, but the windows are just so impressive. They're built in Texas. Built for Texas tough weather, the rain, the wind, the hail, hurricane impact windows is what we're talking about here. And I'm going to save up to 40% on my electric bill. That's kind of really what sold me. And my wife is like, I want new windows. They're going to be pretty. And I'm like, oh, are they going to save us 40% on our electric bill? Okay, let's do it. And because they love you guys here in Houston, they're extending their fall specials, 25% off window packages, or you can buy 10, get 2 free. $2,000 off complete siding jobs, too. Like I said, home and virtual appointments available. Family run for 4 generations. Give them a call, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936, or check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com.
Set your clock and grab your jocks.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And Josh James got a double play. So two outs in the sixth inning. I'm saying on Twitch, I feel like any out you get with James is a gift. You just take it. Rob on Twitter asks, what the heck is MLB run range on my bookie? I was going to drop a bit, but I'm not entirely sure what I'd be betting.
Wouldn't it be like if the total score is between 11 and 15, win?
I would guess, but I don't do any baseball betting whatsoever, so don't really know. And Robert asks, how crazy are the Astros driving the trash can fans right now? I mean, this is awesome. I mean, it is awesome in so many ways because those trash can people, they need the Astros. They have no life without them. I mean, if the Astros lose, they could say, oh, cheaters lost. Ha, ha, ha. Yay, I'm so happy. And then what do you do the rest of your life? Nothing. You go back in your basement. You eat your mom's porridge. And you live to be 35 years old with your parents. That's what you do. As long as the Astros are alive, those people have meaning in their life. I'm all for it.
I will say, I still don't understand why Astros fans care what anybody else thinks of them.
Yeah, but that's...
Like, people are still like, when are they going to stop talking about... Like, who cares? Just keep winning, and it doesn't matter.
Keep talking about it, because then every time they say something, you can just say, hey, see that scoreboard over there? Yeah, where's your trash can now?
And I flipped over to listen to a little bit of the national broadcast today, and they were talking about how, you know, there's a lot of teams, a lot of players don't care for the Astros for that reason. But they did say it's undeniable though that this team is incredibly talented. And you can say, well, they cheated. If you know what's coming or you don't know what's coming, you still got to hit it. It's kind of like Barry Bonds, like when people are like, oh, he wasn't that good. He cheated. Trust me, Barry Bonds is the best baseball player you've ever seen. He's unless some of you, I don't know if there's anybody out there who's old enough to have seen like Babe Ruth, but I'm telling you now, if you didn't see Babe Ruth, Barry Bonds is the best baseball player you've ever seen. And it doesn't, the steroids helped, I'm sure. But just like the trash cans helped the Astros, I'm sure, they were still a really good team. Didn't change that. Yeah. You can't just take, if the Phillies were using trash cans, they wouldn't have won the World Series that year. Trust me. The Diamondbacks wouldn't have won the World Series with trash cans. It took a good team. All right.
And who knows what they were cheating at? Everybody
who knows.
Yeah. So
the Astros are just big dummies that got caught.
They used something that made so much noise you could pick it up on a broadcast.
Yeah, and once
it came out.
They did the ultimate, they self-snitched. I mean, it's just, it was stupid.
Yeah, that, should have that, never done that. That's the part that I, you know.
Even when MLB was like, well, if we find out, I would have said, I still don't know what you're talking about.
Yep, sorry, bud.
You got us. Go prove it on your own. Because without the Astros self-snitching, Major League Baseball had nothing. They had Mike Fiers against them. Prove it, Mike Fiers.
And I would have just done the political tactic, throw it back on him. Hey, he was scuffing balls when he threw his no-hitter.
Yeah.
We know that. What's going to happen now? Hmm? San Sobers, I know you hate John Boy, but they actually supported the Astros last night on a video. The world is freaking out. I don't hate John Boy. I don't know who John Boy is other than he's some Twitter geek who recorded trash cans and is famous for it. Ooh, good for him.
He's become very famous, I must tell you.
Yeah. So... Honestly, to me, if you're a fan, you don't care. You get to rub it in their faces. And for them, like I said earlier, it's their life.
But also, Astro, just don't. So the national media doesn't like you. How does that affect your life? Oh, you're not on the poster for the MLB playoffs. You're not on the commercials. Who cares?
It's a conspiracy, AJ.
Who cares?
It's Patrick would say it's a conspiracy.
I know. Patrick's like, he drives the boat on this thing. I don't, like, it matters zero. None.
Yeah, it really should have no impact on your life. I mean, zero. But, you know, to me, it's fun. Especially, the more it irritates them, the funnier it is to me. The more the national media whines about stuff, oh, they show no remorse. The cheaters. The more they do that, the more I laugh. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. We'll take some calls. And I also want to get a little time here left in the segment. Apparently, as I told you, I was listening to The Enemy. At 6 o'clock today, Cal McNair is going to be on Texans All Access.
Ooh.
And there's a long fly ball, and it's an out. That's too bad. And I wonder, because it's Texans All Access, he's not going to answer anything important. Because I would like to know, okay, please tell me you're not going to dive back into the Patriots pool with Josh McDaniels again. Tell me, are you going to hire a GM first?
Right now, you know what he's going to say. He's going to say, right, we feel good with Romeo Crennel.
Yeah, but I mean, what made you give the guy the kind of power to trade away DeAndre Hopkins and then realize four games into the season you made a mistake? I'd like to hear some questions like that.
I would too, but those questions won't be asked.
No, know. It's.
I wish he'd come on our show.
Oh, I wish he would too. And it's a shame because, you know, if his dad were still alive, we could have got him on.
Yeah.
But
also, John Granato became very, very famous today on Twitter.com.
Oh, really?
John tweeted out. And then of course, the rest of the local media pretended like they heard it from a source and didn't just see John Granato's tweet and reach, you know, basically type what he wrote out in a different wording. But John said that J.J., he heard from a source that J.J. and Bill O'Brien got into it on the practice field last week, and it led to them not saying nice things to each other, and J.J. basically telling Bill O'Brien, you're not the best coach. And apparently that had a lot to do with what happened on Monday.
Well, and I saw that, and I can confirm that that report, more than one person confirmed that, and that there were some other issues going on with him. And frankly, I think JJ, like a lot of the players, was kind of frustrated with the fact that the fans Bill O'Brien had turned off the entire fan base. And these guys are smart enough to see, why are you running the ball in the fourth quarter when you're down? I mean, and I think they're looking at it saying, we got Deshaun Watson, we're wasting this guy. And, yeah, I don't blame him. I'm glad somebody stepped up. I really am, because I think JJ and Deshaun are probably the only two that could go to Cal McNair and say, hey, dude, we got a problem here. We got to fix this guy. And he might actually listen. Because those guys have some juice to them still. And whether or not JJ's the player he was doesn't really matter. The guy's still a big star.
And here's the other thing, and this is what the local media has done. Like, John McClain was doing this today. I know John McClain's your boy. But John McClain was acting like, he's reported for a long time that basically Bill O'Brien had temper problems. And like, I never saw this report that Bill O'Brien was an a-hole.
Yeah, and I know, Josh, this is kind of a pet peeve with him. And we talked about it a little bit at the end of his show yesterday. And I tend to agree with him. And look, I love John, but he tweeted out that, 5 years ago, Bob McNair told me that his coach's temper was a problem.
Why didn't you report that?
Yeah, I'd have to go back and look, but I don't recall that being reported. And frankly, I think there's a lot of stuff that's coming out now that guys said they knew. Now,
everyone's so terrified, and it was the same thing in Austin, and it's why the University of Texas tried to have me fired multiple times, but it's the same thing here. Nobody wants to say anything bad about the Texans because they don't want to lose their access. But now that, now that Bill O'Brien's gone, they're like, oh, yeah, he was a pain in the ass. He's a bad guy. Then why didn't you say that? Don't be scared of these guys. Like, that's not your job as the media, is to make sure that you've got access. Like, it's their job to grant you access. And if they don't grant you access, make a stink about it. And point out how tyrannical they're being. It's crazy.
And I'm not going to defend them here because I agree. And I guess I had a real good conversation with Josh about it yesterday at the end of his show. I think part of the problem is that you have, Texans All Access is where Cal McNair is going to speak. The teams are pushing everybody to get their news from them.
Yeah.
From their website, HoustonTexans.com, from their radio shows. And so traditional media, those guys are a little scared of losing their access. And that's one thing that I've always loved about when we started Sports Map, and same thing we do at the station. I don't really give a rat's ass if you let me at another Texans practice the rest of my life. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. I'm going to write what I'm going to write. And if you don't like it, meh, I don't care. And Jason Braddock, Jason would be good to talk to about this because they were threatening him with his credentials when he was reporting stuff.
Bro, take my credential.
Yeah. See ya.
Take it.
Thanks for playing.
The same thing I said at Texas. You think if I don't go to the games that I'm still not going to, like, talk about real stuff?
You think I
still see it on TV.
Oh, bro, I'll find access.
And, I'll just say this. There are people out there who still have access that are more than happy to tell me stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't need to be out there. And, I don't need your credentials. I don't need to be out there glad-handing everybody and basically everybody kissing each other's rings and saying, oh, it's so
But that's why people confuse the fact. Like, that's why people think that we hate Houston teams, because we're not afraid to say the things that really should be said. Because we don't, at least I know our show doesn't care about if they're going to give us access or not. I could care less.
Well, and
I'm not using a press pass for the Texans.
Well, they have given us less access. We used to all have season credentials.
Yep, they won't do it anymore.
They won't do that. You got to go game by game. And, that's an NFL thing. I don't care who it is. It is the trend towards us, you trying to limit our access. And that's fine. We don't need it. I don't need it. AJ doesn't need it. The only time he needed it was when he was doing the reports for ESPN. But you don't need it now. I don't need to go and sit in your damn sorry-ass press box 400 feet in the air and have to watch it on TV anyway because you're so high up. I can do that at home and have my own beer.
Yeah.
And still talk about what happened in the game. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. One thing I can tell you about that's awesome is hoops.
Pro Dunk Hoops, produnkhoops.com. That's where you go to get the best basketball goal in the entire world, the whole wide world. And here's why it's the best. It's got thicker steel than any goal on the market. It's got a backboard that's so strong, if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they're going to come out and replace it for free. It's got a rust-free finish. It's going to last 30 years, guaranteed. And they've got something to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've got a fully portable version if you've got a pain in the ass HOA. They've got something for you. And all these goals adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet with the turn of a handle, which is great at my house because my older son can go out there and shoot on 10 feet. My younger son has a hard time making it on a 10-foot goal. So what's he do? Cranks it down to 8 feet. Now he's making baskets. Now he's having fun. And then my younger son gets to try and dunk and think that he's a badass. That's the kind of fun you can have with these Pro Dunk Hoops goals. Go online, check out what they've got, and I guarantee you're going to be impressed. Get your new hoops goal today. See them all at produnkhoops.com, produnkhoops.com, or give them a call, 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.